Hey, good morning. Today's the 14th, so happy Valentine's Day. Chart review at Deerbrook, Deerbrook Emergency Hospital, Dr. Dwyer, date of visit 2/13, first patient. TM, 27-year-old young lady with sore throat, cough, congestion, vital signs stable, swabs negative. In the chart, it states she'd received no antibiotics, but she tells me that she did get antibiotics and she was doing better and she was thankful for the physician she saw. Next patient is NT, 38-year-old male, seen because of panic attack, lots of family issues going on, CBC, CNP, TSH negative, seen by nurse practitioner, vital stable, treated with Vistriol, doing better today, and everyone was happy with the visit. Next patient is VC, 32-year-old woman, fell yesterday at home, complaining of knee pain and swelling. X-ray shows effusion along with tibial avulsion plateau fracture. Treated with Norco Toradol in the emergency room, sent home with Toradol and a knee splint. Left message for patient to call me, was seen by nurse practitioner. Next patient is TL, 47-year-old woman seen with left hand trauma with a tiny ulnar chip on the X-ray, treated with Toradol. Dr. Dwyer did a CBC, SED rate, which were all negative. He did a great job communicating his thoughts. Patient received the Toradol in the ER, was sent home with Toradol and Tylenol number 3 for the fractured chip of the ulnar with good splints in place and treatment plan. Next patient is EJ. He's an 8-year-old young lady with a left wrist injury, diagnosed with a buccal fracture, ulnar splint applied. Good instruction given. Mom was very happy with the care received. Next patient is JP. Is a 23-year-old woman with injury to the left side of her body after she fell off a horse yesterday. X-rays were negative. Vitals were stable. Sent home with Motrin and Flexeril with aches and with contusions and abrasions. Contusions and sprains seen by a nurse practitioner. Left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is ZM, 9-year-old with a small perirectal nodule slash abscess. No history of diabetes. Vitals were stable. Was given Keflex. Please consider further testing in a 9-year-old with a perirectal abscess, i.e., CBC, CNP, and consider IM injection. Mom was happy with the care received in the emergency room. Next patient is RS, is a 6-year-old child with pink eye, no other symptoms, treated with the antibiotics. Other sibling with same symptoms. Mom was happy with the care received. Next patient is RS, 9-year-old child with symptoms of bacterial conjunctivitis, given Polytrim, Polytrim. Mom was happy with the care received. Next patient is KC, 2-year-old with conjunctivitis, most likely bacterial, no other symptoms, treated with Polytrim, happy with the care received. Last but not least is KC, 2-year-old with a pink eye with which was treated with Polytrim, member of the same family. Mom was happy with the care received. Next patient is RKM, 30-year-old woman with toothache and the URI symptoms and what looks like pink eye, was treated with was diagnosed with conjunctivitis, dental caries, given Polytrim, Toradol, but no antibiotic for the dental caries, which was noted to be severe, but was sent to the dentist the next day. Consider antibiotics from the emergency room for dental caries, especially in severe cases such as this. Patient was happy with the care received. She's still in severe pain, though. Next patient is SN, is a 20-year-old complaining of being sick for 4 days. Vitals were stable. UA showed leukocytes, nitrates, I'm sorry, nitrates, trace blood, positive flu B, was given Zofran, patient still feels sick, upset that they gave her something for nausea. She wasn't nauseated. There was no treatment given for UTI, no treatment given for the flu B that was positive, and no explanation as why not. Left a message for Dr. Dwyer regarding a couple of these cases that have come up today. If he chooses not to treat flu B, symptomatic flu B, he must at least document that this was the decision was made in conjunction with the patient. Patient is upset, nevertheless, going to call the emergency room or go see her PCP today. Next patient is LK, 40-year-old with low back pain, history of kidney stone, urinalysis showed slight blood. Patient tells me that she had surgery in June where a stone was removed from the right urethra. She had a CT scan done 4 weeks ago in the ER. She was in moderate flank pain. No CT was done. Urinalysis showed blood. No other blood work was done. Patient is still in pain today. A CT should have been done to rule out hydronephrosis. And antibiotic for and to evaluate for possibility of more stones. Again, last CT was 4 to 6 weeks ago. Urologist was not called. Patient is still in pain, unhappy with the ER visit. Nothing was done for me yesterday, in quotation. Next patient is JW. This is a 79-year-old gentleman with an infected toe. He already has a left above the knee amputation and a bypass surgery. He's on Coumadin for heart valve replacement. The exam indicates that patient had an old desiccated ulcer bed, in quotation. Cultures were done. Antibiotic was given. No CBC, CMP, or more importantly, INR was done since Keflex can both increase or decrease INR in this age group. And with someone with a heart valve, it can be detrimental, period. Patient was not told to go have his INR checked on Keflex, which I spoke to him about that today. Also, most importantly in this patient was documentation of a pulse in the right leg, infected toe, and no documentation was done. Next patient is EN, 57-year-old woman with stuffy nose, vitals were stable, diagnosed with strep, treated with 1.2 million units of bicillin. Left message for patient to call me back. RB, this is a 29-year-old woman with headache, backache, tiredness. Had a flu B and a flu and COVID test earlier in the day that was negative. Had a MVA 2 weeks ago. Has had MRI, EKG, EEG, CT scan done. Patient was feeling tired, so urinalysis and CBC was done, which was within normal limits. Diagnosed with chronic pain. No documentation as the workup done previously by nurse nor the physician. Nevertheless, patient says that she has an appointment with her specialist, was given anti-inflammatory to take. Urinalysis was not done in face of tiredness, backache. She was happy with the care received. documentation was somewhat spotty. Next patient is R.M. It's a 26-year-old gentleman with a runny nose, fever, sore throat, body ache, temp of 100, was positive flu B, no script was given. Mom is yelling at me today because Ronnie is still in bed, moaning in pain, in quotation, and nothing was done for him yesterday. Again, one of the reasons that Dr. Dwyer was called and left a message for him regarding treating patients with flu B. Next patient is L.M. is a 9-year-old with a temp of 101. Swab testing were negative. Patient was treated supportively. Left message for mom to call me back. Thank you.